Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Buried with Christ, Romans 6, verse 4. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. One family told me that they celebrate their baptism days by eating dessert first. They eat dessert before supper because nothing can be sweeter than remembering the day we became a child of God and knowing that we will one day be called home. What is baptism? Baptism gives us the forgiveness of sins through the water and God's word. We can use the picture that through baptism our sins are drowned and that we are washed clean through the power of God's word and the work of the Holy Spirit. Another picture that we can use to explain the blessings of baptism is found in our passage for today. Through baptism, we were buried with Christ. This means that when Jesus died on the cross, he took on our sins for us. He gave up his perfection for our sin and unfaithfulness. When Jesus died, our sins were buried with him. He became sin for us. And when he came back to life on Easter Sunday, he wrote our name down in the book of heaven. We have a new life in heaven because Jesus died in our place. From the day we are born, we are not fit for heaven. Every day we rebel to God by our sinful living. Some people think that if we live a decent life and try not to hurt anyone, God will give us heaven, but not so. Even trying our best is not good enough. We can't earn our way to eternal glory. No one on this earth can do anything to make himself fit for heaven except Jesus. Jesus lived the perfect life that is impossible for us and every other human. Jesus already won that battle when he died on the cross and came back to life. Although we can't earn our way into heaven, we still want to live our life for him who saved us. God wants us to be faithful to him. We do this by reading and obeying God's word, the Bible. We show that we are thankful for what God has done by serving him and others. How sweet it is to know that God calls us his own and to know that we will one day enjoy a new, perfect life in heaven. We pray, baptized into your name, most holy, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I claim a place, though weak and lowly, among your saints, your chosen host. Buried with Christ and dead to sin, your spirit now shall live within. A question to consider. What can you do to daily remember your baptism? Some ideas might be to start the day with prayer of thanksgiving, write it in a journal, or talk to others about their baptism. If you're not baptized and or would like to know more, talk to your director, your pastor, or look for a church to contact at wells.net. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.